The practices of neti wash and nasu oil are an excellent set of practices that represent things that are both cleansing and nourishing, which is what we've been focusing on in the series. The nostrils are extremely important. They are the gateways to the deeper centers of the brain and deeper levels of inner awareness. They're also the channels for prana, how we experience our vital energy through the breath. So taking care of the nostrils is an important part of your daily self-care, and it also supports your yoga and meditation practice. The primary practice of neti wash is called jala neti. That means running warm salt water through the nostrils using a neti pot. Think of the quality of the air that you breathe. We're breathing in all the time. We're breathing in germs. We're breathing in pollution. Think about the quality of the air in the city that you live in your home. Think about if you travel a lot, the quality of air on airplanes. These are all things we want to consider. And we can use the practice of neti wash to gently wash these impurities from the nasal cavities so that they don't become lodged there and cause problems. The dual action of the salt and the warm water helps to gently wash these impurities away. It also helps to increase sensitivity in the nostrils. So the benefits of neti wash go far beyond just the physical. These are the channels of prana, as we said before. So letting these channels be clean and sensitive, purified, so that when you go to sit for your breath awareness or your meditation practice, those channels are open and sensitive. The water should be warm, about the same as your body temperature. And the salinity of the water is very important. If there's too much salt or not enough salt, it will be uncomfortable to run water through the nostrils. It's best to follow the instructions that come with your neti pot in regards to the amount of water and salt. It is also important to use either distilled water or water that has been boiled in your hot tea kettle. The first time you use the neti pot is the most intimidating. It feels scary. It's like, I don't want water in my nose, and people say that a lot. But once you do the first time, you really see that it feels very nurturing. It feels warm. It should feel gentle. It feels very cleansing. To practice the neti wash, make your warm saline solution in your neti pot, then tilt your head to the side. I'm going to place the nozzle of the neti pot into your nostril. Just make sure there's a nice seal, but you're not forcing. And you'll tilt your head to the side and tilt the neti pot up so that the water starts to go into one nostril and out the other. So generally your forehead will be higher than your chin, and you can keep your mouth open as you use the neti wash. So you'll be able to breathe through your mouth while you do it and not feel like you have to hold your breath the whole time. So as you're using your neti pot, once about half of the solution has gone through one side of the nose, you can bring your head back up and then use the rest of the solution on the other side until the neti pot is empty. Once it's empty, you can set your neti pot down, bring your head back up to center, and gently just blow the water out of both nostrils, not too hard. And then you can take your tissue or your handkerchief and gently blow your nose. It is important, though, that you have your mouth open and you're not blowing the nose too hard. You don't want to encourage water to go into the ears. So gently blow your nose, lean over the sink, just encourage any residual water to make its way out. Once all of the water has made its way out of your nose, that's important. You want to make sure to get that water out first. Then you can move on to your practice of nasya. So nasya means oiling the nose. And it's the perfect complement to the cleansing practice of neti wash. So now you will use this oil that has been specifically designed to go in the nose. And it has some nice aromatic oils as well that are relaxing and nurturing. And this oil helps to nourish the delicate tissues of the nasal cavities. These tissues can tend to get dry, and they get dry for different reasons. So it could be dryness related to the season. When it's cold, the nose is breathing in a lot of cold air, dry. It could be related to a lot of artificial air, air conditioning or heat in whatever home or office environment that you're in. And this dryness can cause problems. It can cause too much sensitivity in the nostrils, and it can even cause headaches. So nurturing those delicate tissues with oil will really help to soothe the senses. Nasya also supports enhanced sensitivity in the nostrils that will support the practices of breath awareness and meditation as well, remembering that the nostrils are the channels for prana. So to use your Nasya oil, again, make sure all of the water from your neti wash has been expelled from your nose. You might want to wait a little bit after you do the neti wash. Then take your oil and put about 4 to 5 drops in the palm of your hand. Then with your pinky finger, just rub the pinky finger into the oil and use the pinky finger to go inside your nostrils, both nostrils, really coating that tissue thoroughly with the oil. And then you can, with your fingers, just rub the outside of the nostrils and sniff a few times. And you can use a tissue or your handkerchief to clean up any residual oil that might be around the entrance to the nostrils. And then you can enjoy your breath awareness, your meditation practice, or just moving forward with your day, feeling cleansed and nourished in this way.